Yeah,
we're in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. About 8 lines from the bottom. Shalchu le'avod Shmuel. They sent to Shmuel's father the following question. I remember Shmuel was around in Rebbe's time, so his father was really the period of Tanoim. Kadcho v'takabo, if you drilled in the shofar and you blew inside, yetza. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Kulunami miktach katchilu. How do you make every shofar? You drill, you take out the bone, and then you blow. Amavashi shekadcho b'zichuto. Here we're talking about where you left the bone inside. You drilled through the bone, and you're blowing shofar with part of the bone being inside the shofar. And you might think that min bimino, that that should be a chatzitza between your tzki and the shofar. Kamash malam, that no, you're yotze. We said in the Mishnah, if you blow shofar into a pit or into different types of vessels, so you're yotze, provided that you hear the shofar. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela leotan amdin asfat abo, aval otan amdin babo yatzu. When we were discussing what you hear, we're talking about those standing outside the pit. But those standing inside the pit, well, they're not hearing the echo, they're hearing the shofar, so that's okay. Tani nami achi atokal tocha bor lo tocha dut yatza, vatnan lo yatza, elishma mina akid Rav Huna. You see, it depends if you're standing inside, outside, what you hear. Shema mina, yeah, it's a good proof. Others had it as a question and then an answer. One place it says, if you blew into one of these, a pit or a pot, so you're not yotze. And then a brisa says, you are yotze. Depends on where you're standing. Inside the pit or outside the pit. Rashi. Otan ha'omdim babo yatzu shehen kol ha'shofar le'olam shamu. They always hear the shofar. They're not hearing an echo. Ika derami le'umirma yesh talmidim she'en shonin le'had Rav Huna בעניין לא שנו לפירושי מתניתין, אלא רם ומירמה מתניתין וברייתא הדדי, ועלה קאי רב הונא ומשנה. So that's interesting, because in our Mishnah, the way we have the Mishnah is, אם כל שופר שמע יצא. And the way it's quoted in the Gemara is, תנן לא יצא, right? Yeah, so the Gemara edited the Mishnah when it quoted it in order to have a question, according to Rashi. Secondly, it's interesting that Rashi makes the ikodeh into the Talmidim. Maybe that's why they weren't worth mentioning by name, but then the question is, why mention them all together? Amar Rabba, Shema miktzat tkiya babor u miktzat tkiya al spat habor. A guy was standing in the pit and blowing shofar, and halfway through the blast he comes out of the pit, so even though you only heard half the blast, that's okay, because half of it you heard the echo and the other half you heard the thing itself. So shama mitzat kia babo mitzat kia al sfat habo, if a person heard part of the tkiah from in the pit, part of the tkiah out of the pit, yatza. But if you heard part of the tkiya before Alos HaShachar, which you're not yotze, it's not yet daytime, it says Yom Tu Hayelachem, it's a day of blowing. So if you heard part of it before Alos and part of it after Alos, you're not yotze. Amar Abaye Maishna, Hatam Debeina Kula Tkiya Bechiyuv Avleka, Hanami Beina Kula Tkiya Bechiyuv Avleka. Abaye said, what's the difference? In both cases, the half the tkiah you didn't hear properly. Hachi ashta hatam naila lavzman chiyuva uklal. The Gemara says you can't really compare. By night, so there's no real mitzvah to blow shofar. Hacha bo mekom chiyuvahu lo tan omdim babo. Over here, you have a mitzvah to blow shofar. It's only technicality. Is that what you're hearing or not? So The guy who's blowing, he's blowing a full blast, and you're hearing half a blast. But the blast is still a blast of chiyuv from beginning to end. The name of the Savar Rabbah Shama Soft Kiyab Lo Tchiyat Kiyah Yatsa. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. When Rabbah taught us this din, does that mean, well, you didn't hear the first half of the blast because there you heard the echo. So then Rabbah holds that if you hear the second half of a blast without the beginning, you're Yotze. Umimela Tchiyat Kiyab Lo Soft Kiyah Yatsa. And then you'd say the same the other way. Once you don't have to hear the beginning, so you also don't have to hear the end. If you heard the beginning without the end, or the end without the beginning, that would be okay. Tashma, it seems you couldn't say that. We have a proof that that doesn't work. It says in the Braisa, if you blew, and then you did your trua, and then the second kia you extended. So you want to consider that as two tkiyas, one the concluding tkiya of your first trua, and one the opening tkiya of your next one. So then, in biyado l'achat, doesn't work, it only counts as one. V'amai tesalik l'betauti. Why don't you count it as two? If you're telling me that I only have to hear the beginning without the end, or the end without the beginning, so consider the first half that I heard the beginning without the end, and the second half that I heard the end without the beginning, and let it count as two tkiyot. The Gemara says, "Psukei tkiyata me'adah de lo paskinan." We don't do that to divide a tkiya. Really, it's one blast. You're right. You only had to hear one end of it. But to start saying, we'll consider it as two, that we don't do. Tashma, okay, we'll try to bring another proof. Atokar l'toch habor l'toch hadut l'toch hapitam, in kol shofar shama yitza, in kol avra shama lo yitza. If you're blowing into one of these things, a type of pit or a type of vessel, so if you hear the echo, you're not yotze. Mamai lepuk b'tchilat kia mikamid le'arvev kola. Why aren't you yotze with what you hear in the beginning? Before you start hearing the confusion of the echoes, there is a beginning of the blast where you do hear it. Why aren't you yotze with that? Says the Gemara. Kika maraba b'toka ve'ole le'nafshei. We'll try to answer like this. That it's not that someone outside is listening to the shofar, but rather the guy himself wants to be yotze with this shofar blast. The guy who's blowing. So, he's blowing, and he's walking out of the pit. Yeah? So when we said in the Mishnah, "Hatokea letocha bor im kol shofar shama yatza," that means he himself, the guy who's listening himself, he's blowing it for himself. Yeah. So for himself, if he hears it, he's yotze. The shama miktzat kia babo miktzat kia al spata bo. Up at the top of the page, Rabbah said, if you heard part of the blast inside the pit and part of the blast outside the pit, you're yotze. So Rabbah was talking about a guy himself who's blowing and walking out of the pit. Yeah? So initially we thought we're talking about a listener outside the pit. Now we're saying we're talking about the guy himself. Okay, so then what'd you tell me? Isn't that obvious? You might think, you know, sometimes as he's climbing out, the shofar is still blowing down there. Imagine one of those long Yemenite shofars. So he's climbing out of the pit. His ears are already outside. The shofar is still inside. So maybe we should worry that sometimes he's not really hearing the shofar, he's hearing the echo. No, that's Rabbah's chiddush. You don't have to worry that sometimes the head comes out before the shofar and he ends up hearing the echo. Okay. Now, when we have a sacrifice, so once it's been designated, you're not allowed to take anything from it. And if you do, that's called me'ila. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel olah lo itka, v'im taka yatza. if you take a horn from an animal that's designated to be an Ola sacrifice, you shouldn't do that. But if you did your Yote, b'shofar shel shlamim lo itka, v'im taka lo yatza. By shlamim you shouldn't do it, and if you did it, you were not Yote. My taima, Ola bat neilai, kivan d'mal ba nafkala lechulin. An Ola, well, when still alive, you could do me'ila. And therefore, once you did me'ila, you took it into your possession. So now it's a sin. You have to pay. You have to bring an asham sacrifice. But at the end of the day, the shofar is yours, and it's chulin. Shlamim delavnei me'ila ninu. Shlamim are kachim kalim. The only me'ila in kachim kalim is the meat that's left that's being divided. So. So then there's no me'ila in the horn, just because it's been designated as a shlamim. So then, by a shlamim, delavne me'ila nino, isura hu derachiv behu. There's still the prohibition is still intertwined, and it never becomes your own possession. So you're blowing in a shofar that really is still a shlamim. It's still the property of the temple. מתקיף לרב, האם את מה לבטל דתקה? כי כתקה באיסורה תקה. When did you do me'ila? After you blew. So, then what does that help? How come by a shofar of an ola, it works, it's still prohibited, and it's still not me'ila? אלא מה רב, אחד זה ואחד זה לא יצא. Rava says, I disagree. He disagrees with Rav Yehuda. He says, doesn't matter which one it is, you're not Yotzei, because it's still stolen property, and it doesn't become yours until later, even on an Ola. And then Rav changed his mind and said, Echad ze v'echad ze yatza. No, you were Yotzei in both. Why? Mitzvot lav le'enot nitnu. The mitzvos, says Rashi, lo le'enot nitnu li'Yisrael, li'ot kiyumam le'em ana'a. אלא לעול על צוורם ניתנו. So what? So that's not called a benefit, because this wasn't a pleasure that we were given.
If it wasn't a pleasure, so it didn't do me'ila.
Well, it's a good point. Very nice, okay. It's a good point. That's a good point. So we have to compare this Rashi with the sugya in Megillah about Omer al Kansipur Yagiru Rachamecha. Rashi says the point of the mitzvos is to be a yoke. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about? Do you know the Gemara I'm talking about? The Mishnah I'm talking about? Yeah, we don't know the reason for mitzvahs, but from our perspective, the reason is because Hashem wants you to do what He says.
There's two people giving it, two rabbis.
I'm listening.
I think one of them is that because Hashem gives mercy to everyone, not just the mercy.
Okay, that's one, right?
No one seems to talk about that one, even though it's a mar situation. No one knows who says what.
Okay, there's big discussion among the commentators. What does it mean mitzot lav le'enot mitnu? Let me see if I can find it.
Perhaps could I suggest that you could do me'ila just by taking it into your possession without the
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so. Okay. Not finding it now. Onward. Ma'av Yudah, b'shufa shalav dazra lo itka, v'im taka yatsa. Shofar shliach nidachet lo yitkav in takal lo yetzah. A shofar that they used for idol worship, so it becomes Yisurei Hano. So then you can't use that. But you were Yotze because it's Yisurei Hano. You're not allowed to derive benefit. And this isn't your Hano, blowing shofar. But from here on Nidachas, there you're not allowed to blow. And if you did, you're not Yotze. My time, I'm Nidachat, Ketut Emichtat Shiurei. Because near Anidachat, well, we say, being that the Torah gives us a mitzvah to burn everything that's there, so we treat it as though it's already destroyed, as though you don't really have the minimum amount of a shofar. Top, we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow.